Okay, our mission at EA is part of our 2017 demanding and ensuring a bloodshed free 2017. One of the activities that we had for the bloodshed free 2017 is a campaign to mobilize the youth in South Sudan as a whole to speak with one voice and to have a bloodshed free 2017. And right now we are in Yei. We've been having a 2-day workshop with the artistic youth around town. This includes the musicians, the dramatists, there are some dance groups and all. And we are trying to discuss the theme of the workshop is basically the role of the artistic youth in peace building. So the 2-day workshop, we are going to do some more artwork in Yei. That includes some murals in the walls in Yei. And on Thursday, we are going to have a major concert at the main square.
What kind of messages are you sending out to the youth there? Particularly, how do you think the youth can really participate in this bloodshed free 2017 campaign?
Okay. The youth in Yei, one thing that we found out in Yei, and it's happening all around South Sudan so far, the people that are the biggest losers in this war, who are dying in large numbers, are the youth. Particularly in Yei, those who are fighting in both sides are the youth. And the artistic community of in Yei, we feel that they are the people who can lead the rest of the youth in trying to find a workable solution to what's going on in the area. For instance, we think that if they pass peace messaging to their fellow youth, it will be easier for them to influence the youth who are engaged in the conflict for peace than maybe the elderly will do. So one thing that we have managed to do is one thing that we are doing in the workshop is trying to formulate a plan, a workable plan of having monthly activities in Yei that will encourage the youth and to be positive in the town.
Yes, and is this campaign ending in Yei, or as well as Anna Taban, you will be, you know, spreading this kind of messages to other parts of the country?
We intend to move all around the country. Right now, there is a team that went to do some assessment in Malakal, and we are also in the refugee camps. Also, we went to Kakuma, and we are intending to go to Bilibili. And now, one thing I needed to add is that in Yei here, we want to build an Anna Taban chapter of refugees. So what we'll be doing is not just coming a one-off activity and leave. We'll come and develop a team that will continue with the peace messaging and the peace activity. And this will do in different parts of the country.
Now, without a political will from the leadership, do you think the youth really have a big role or will cause a big impact when it comes to spreading peace in around the country?
If the youth come together and speak with one voice, the political actors will have to listen. A good example I give people is that if we have, let's say we assume that we are 10 million, if we have just about 0.1% of the population, that is 10,000 youth, standing up and speaking and demanding an end to the conflict, the political actors will have to listen. They will have to listen. And that is why we are trying to get the numbers. We are trying to get the youth to rally behind us in large numbers all around the country so that we can speak with one voice. And I know, I'm sure, with that, the political actors will have to listen.
Finally, what message could you like to send out there as you are in Yei?
The message I have for the citizens of South Sudan is, you know, it is ours. It is our responsibility to build this country. our responsibility to fix this country, and we have the power and the potential to do so.